Attorney General Bonta said the scheme defrauded the state of $267 million through California's Medicaid program, known locally as Medi-Cal. He said the scheme built California taxpayers and hurt Medi-Cal recipients.
Protecting taxpayer dollars and protecting programs sick and vulnerable Californians rely on have been our priority for nearly 5 decades. Our Division of Medicare Fraud and Elder Abuse, also known as DMFEA, is one of the most aggressive and dynamic Medicaid fraud control units in the nation.
Bonta said the alleged fraudsters collected millions of dollars in ill-gotten funds without providing a single health care or hospice service to vulnerable Californians. He said the investigation came from a tip from the Department of Health Care Services of hospice fraud at 14 companies. He said the investigation uncovered a complex network of fraud that reached across the country to Southern California.
We found that those involved in this fraud, in this scheme, would purchase personal identifying information for people who live outside of California on the dark web, and then enroll them into covered California, posing as California residents. Straw owners then bought up a number of hospice companies and began billing Medi-Cal for non-existent services for those stolen identities.
The state charges include conspiracy to commit health care fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. Defendants also face an aggravated white-collar crime enhancement and an aggravated money laundering enhancement. Bonta said his office has recovered more than $30 million of the defrauded funds. Bonta issued a warning to people operating fraud schemes in California's healthcare system.
Let this be a lesson to anyone targeting Medi-Cal and hospice care in California. We're on the case, and we're coming for you. California has a no-tolerance policy for fraud. We're laser-focused on rooting out and eradicating fraud that targets our programs, hurts our people, and steals from our state.
Earlier this month, the federal government announced that it had arrested and federally charged 8 people with committing health care and hospice fraud. Fraud in public services has become entangled with partisan politics as the federal Republican administration focuses most of its efforts on Democratic-controlled states like Minnesota and California. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.